Most of you are aware that we've been in a series of lessons on Sunday nights dealing with big little words. The more I thought this week, the more I was convinced that the biggest little word this week is a five-letter word, S-U-P-E-R. For those of you who don't know, the Super Bowl is now in progress. And as I'm preaching, many of you are praying that you'll get home in time to watch the second half. Think about the word super for a moment. You boys and girls like to watch a program on television where this fellow with a blue and red cape flies through the air, and we call him Superman. I remember, Dal, back when we were younger and at home and the first interstate came through, that everybody talked about it as the super. And for your information, the rest of you, that hasn't changed anywhere Dal and I came from. People up there, they're going to get on the super and go to Nashville. Now, you might wonder what they're going to get on, but I know. Superhighway. You remember when we got away a little bit from the neighborhood grocery store and the bigger stores came in and we called it the supermarket? And we kept developing planes that would fly so fast until we had the idea of supersonic. And even in our work at church, once or twice a year, and plans are continuing in this direction, we have what we call a Super Sunday. You see, the NFL is not what caused the idea of Super Sunday. We started that. They just don't know it. Super Bowl, Super Sunday, Super Man, Super Market, Super Highway, Super Sonic. I looked up this word super in the dictionary. I'm getting to where I do a little bit more of that when I run into a word that I don't know exactly what it means, is to look in the dictionary. That's a pretty good place to go. I found three things said about it. It means something that is above. It means something that is great. And it means something which surpasses others of its kind. Something that is above, something that is great, something that surpasses all others of its kind. And immediately I came to two conclusions. Number one, I need to preach on Super Sunday night. And number two, I'll then have a lesson for the next Sunday night that's already prepared. Super. Above, great, and surpasses all others of its kind. Five things. Number one, we have a super system in religion. Ephesians 6 verse 4 says there's one God and he is above all. There's the definition of the word. God is above all others. In fact, usually when you see God mentioned in a general sense, it's spelled with a little g. And we talk about people in the world have their gods, but when you and I talk about our God, we spell it with a capital G. Because our God is above all others. He's the creator. Not a great deal Muhammad's going to be able to do for others one of these days. Not a great deal that Buddha will be able to do. And those in India won't get much from the cows in the eternal life. You and I have a super God. In the passage that was read a few minutes ago that Jason read from Philippians 2, did you notice that he says God has given him, Christ, a name that is above every name? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and so on. Jesus' name is above. That makes him better. In Hebrews 7, 22, and also in the 8th chapter of Hebrews, we find the idea that we have a better covenant. We have something that is better than what was back there in the other dispensation. And I'm always reminded of that passage in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 that says, my ways are higher than your ways, the Lord speaking. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. As the heavens are above the earth and higher than the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts higher than yours. We have a God who is above all. We have a Christ whose name is above all. And we have a covenant that's better than every other covenant that's ever existed. We have a better system. Christianity is a super system. And that's why we sing, How Great Thou Art. Number two, we have a super friend. Jesus said at John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, than that he lay down his life for his friends. Notice, greater. Someone has said that Jesus went even one step further than that. Not only did he lay down his life for his friends, he laid down his life for his enemies. You young people know how important friends are. Sometime if it were not for our friends, we'd just about be ready to give up. Friends are better than money. Now, I especially like what Brother Marshall Keeble said about that. He said friends are more important than money, especially if your friends have money. Friends are very, very important. But when you start talking about friends, who was it who said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? Hebrews 13:5. About whom is it said that he understands the feelings of our infirmities? I want a friend when I get sick who understands that I'm sick. When Judy gets sick, she wants me to leave her alone, let her sleep. When I get sick, I want her to come check every once in a while to see if I'm dead. I want her to understand my feelings. And even as much as we as husbands and wives understand each other within that oneness in the home, there's nobody who understands us like Christ. He is a super friend. He's better than all the others. We sang, He's My Friend. And if you notice, He's such a friend. There's the idea that he's better, He's greater, He's above. He exceeds every other in its kind. He is a super friend. I think in the third place, folks, that Christianity is a super lifestyle. It's above, it's greater, it surpasses all others of its kind. You think the movie stars have the great lifestyle? You think the baseball players and football players and basketball players that sign for, 80-something million now is the top for one, and he can't even play this season? You think they have the lifestyle? You think all these folks that have the millions of dollars and could buy anything that they wanted except health and happiness and salvation and a few of those little things that they sometimes think don't matter, you think they have the lifestyle? Jesus came to give life, notice, and to give it more abundantly. John 10:10. You start reading through Proverbs, and you'll find at Proverbs 19:1 that integrity is better. Proverbs 15:17 and 16:8, righteousness is better. James 3:17, the wisdom that counts is the wisdom that comes from above. And in Matthew 23:11, Jesus said, He that would be greatest among you is the one who is your servant. And so the person who lives in integrity and righteousness and tries to live with God's wisdom and serve God and serve others, and that's his lifestyle, has a super lifestyle. And it's better than that fellow who has 100 servants or 100 people in his workforce that take care of him and serve him every day. Christianity, living for Christ, is a super lifestyle. It is the best kind of life that one can live. So we have a super system with a great God, a great Christ, a better covenant, a super friend in Jesus Christ, and a super lifestyle. And because of that, number four, we have super blessings. We have super blessings. And we almost mention that every Sunday in our prayers. We thank God that we are so well blessed, and we ask Him to bless those who are less fortunate than we. And I think you would agree with me that most people in the world are probably less fortunate than we. If they are less fortunate, then what are we? We are more fortunate. And that's the idea of above or greater are exceeding all others of its kind. In Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Notice, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Doesn't that sort of sound like super? Not only does he use the word above, but exceedingly abundantly, or exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. Look at the blessings that we have. We're going to use tonight for the invitation song, a song that we don't normally use for that, Count Your Many Blessings. James 1:17, all blessings that we have, all good things come from above. Remember, the word super is defined as being above. Mark 10:30, we have in this life blessings 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, multiplied, abundant, and in the life that is to come, eternal life. And in fact, that idea of eternal life is sort of the idea of something that is super. It is something that is above. It is great. It is better than anything else that could be mentioned of its kind. In fact, I'm not for sure that it has anything else of its kind. Eternal life. Paul said, for me to go and be with Christ is far greater. There's a part of our definition. And it is said of those in Hebrews 11, especially with Abraham in mind, that they looked for a better country. They were looking for something that was super in the sense that it was above and it was greater and it was better. We have a super system. We have a super friend. We have a super lifestyle. We have super blessings. And number five, we have a super motive for living for God and taking advantage of those blessings. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. In 1 Peter 4 and verse 8, he says, above all things, love. 1 John 4 and verse 19, we love because he first loved us, and probably a technical translation of that would be, we love because he first loved. And in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, the love of Christ constraineth us. I don't hesitate to tell you that I think there's a motive of fear involved in becoming a Christian, and there's a motive of reward. I don't hesitate to admit to you that I fear hell and I want heaven, fear and reward. But it seems that the super motive that is given in the Bible for becoming a Christian and living for a Christian is the motive of love. His love constraineth us. And if it is important for two people to be in love when they're married and not to marry without that involved, it's important for one who's going to marry Christ to be in love with him and to come to Christ out of that motive of love. Yes, there's fear. Yes, there's a desire for reward. And you might list other motives, but the super motive is love. And our last song tonight will be, Love Lifted Me. How great thou art, a super system with God as its head. He's my friend. Jesus Christ is a super friend. I'm pressing on the higher ground. Christianity is a higher way of life. It is a super way of life. Count your many blessings, we have super blessings, and love lifted me, the greatest motive of all is love. And it just stands to reason that anybody who understands that we have a super system, a super friend, a super lifestyle, super blessings, should have that super motive to bring them to obey Christ. Some of you need to be baptized tonight. Some may need to be restored. We urge you to let that super motive of love bring you to Christ as together we stand and sing.